This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. We're happy to have Teresa Clifton back, the Executive Director of the Central Brevard Humane Society. And today she has a very sweet little Toby. Is he a poodle?
He is a miniature apricot poodle mix.
And he's 7 years old and just the sweetest personality. Very bouncy.
He's been living in a home that had too many pets that they just didn't have time for him. But he's very smart and he catches on quickly.
And she also brought a domestic short hair, a little black cat named Bruce, and he's about 6 or 7 months old, you say.
Yes, he came into the shelter with 5 littermates. Unfortunately, their mother has still not been spayed, could not convince the people to do so, but he is the only one left from the litter and he's just beautiful and he's very relaxed and friendly. Both of them would make a really great addition to any home.
And they're looking for forever homes. You can see pictures of them on our website at wfit.org. And that brings us to today's topic, traveling in a car with your pets. So many times people just open the door, come on, let's go. And that's not a good idea.
Yeah, I love that. You open the door and you go, load up. Your German Shepherd jumps into the back seat. Well, they're about the weight of a small child. So if you get into a car accident, body and the weight mass projection is very significant, even at low rates of speed. And you could find your beloved pet pushing you up through the steering wheel or them going through the windshield. And there are a plethora of opportunities now for people to secure their pets. Every cat that is in a car should be in a carrier, regardless of how well-trained they are, just because cats have very fine bones and they break easily, as well as small dogs should be in a carrier, unless you have one of those really cool small dog car seats, which are out. Large dogs are like small children. They should be harnessed and buckled into your existing seat belts, which, of course, there are some very inexpensive seat belt buckling harness type mm-hmm. things out there for large dogs as well as small dogs. But if you put your pet in your car, you should have it in the back seat, preferably in a carrier, and large dogs with a harness type safety belt that buckles right into the seat belts of your car, so that if someone cuts out in front of you or dead stops in front of you and you slam on the brakes, they're not going to go anywhere. The carrier is protected by the seat in front of them. And we all put our seatbelts on when we get in the vehicle. Our animals deserve the same. And think about it this way as well. If you get into an accident, and this has happened to one gentleman in particular 5 years ago, he had a car accident. He got injured and the car went off to the side of the road. And the door opened and his little 5-month-old black poodle jumped out and ran off. He was unconscious. When he woke up in the hospital, they said, well, there was no dog in the car. If the dog had been in a little carrier when the accident occurred, and then the rescue people would have been able to secure him for the gentleman. So the lesson here today is if you love your pet, treat them like part of your family, which they are, and don't forget to buckle up.
Well, there's also been instances of people being pulled over for distracted drive. How many times have you seen a dog sitting on the owner's lap as they're driving with their head out the window? And that can be very, very dangerous also. Once again, if you would like to adopt a forever friend, you can go on their website. You can go to our website and link to their website. And our address is wfit.org or
www.brevardhumanesociety.com.
You can hear a podcast of this interview or any previous Coastal Connection on our website, wfit.org.